Anybody listening?
I'm a Christian, and I love you.
I don't care if you love me. I'm hungry.
Well, I do love you.
Got any food?
Oh, I think we can make some arrangements. Did you hear me say I love you?
My stomach can't wait for arrangements.
You're not listening to me. I said I love you.
Yeah, but can you get me a job?
We'll put your name on the list. I said I love you.
A list.
The priority list. But I've just said something very important to you. As a Christian, I love you.
I don't want to be on a list. I need medicine, I need a place to live, I need friends, and food. I really need food.
Look, have faith, be good, and remember we Christians love you.
I don't want your love.
What do you mean you don't want my love? A wretch like you ought to be grateful.
Could you get me a cup of cold water?
I love you.
Could you get me a cup of cold water?
I love you.
Could you get me a cup of cold water?
I love you.
Is anybody listening?
Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Salt. Salt, it's essential for life. It gives seasoning. It preserves food. It's prized by the ancient Hebrews. In the early days, it was an important article of trade. It's used in many different kinds of religions, in ceremonies, in cultural events, and traditional ways. It's needed for fixing dye for bright colors. It's needed for making leather. It's used to make plastics. Salt. Salt. A cup of cold water. Flavoring the world with love. Is anybody listening? At the annual gathering, we gathered with the churches across the Ohio Conference, West Virginia, and Northern Kentucky. And we listened to words and music and silence. We listened to our new transitional Ohio Conference minister, Dave Longhiggins. But was anybody listening? In the Ohio Conference for the last 40 years, we've been trying to look at the structure of who we are, and no one listened. In the Ohio Conference for the last 10 years, maybe 20, the money that we give to help with our ministries in the Ohio Conference and to the National Church have been going down. Is anybody listening? Are we giving a cup of cold water? Are we salting the world with peace? Ken Medema. Medema, thank you. I say it wrong every time. Ken Medema said this: we can't change and not change. You see, in the Ohio Conference, in our lives, in Grace United Church of Christ, we can't change and not change. That means we can't live and do as we've always done before. Because when we live and do as we've always done before, we don't take into account the world and the saltiness and the cup of cold water that has seasoned us with God. Is anybody listening? This week was a tough week for many people. Some were glued to the television. Some turned the television off and couldn't pay attention anymore. But is anybody listening? Are we salting the world with peace and love and hope and grace? Are we giving cups of cold water to those who are thirsty and hungry? Not just literally, but figuratively as well. As Emma was leaving the steps, she said, "You know, we gave a cup of coffee to someone that we saw on the street." That's salting the world with God's love. Is anybody listening? That skit makes so much sense at times, because sometimes we just want to say, "I love you." But are we salting the world with love, or are we just saying the words? There are so many people who struggle with all kinds of things. Are we opening ourselves up to share that love, to share that hope, to share that our God welcomes everyone? Flavor the world. Flavor the world with salt. Because when we flavor the world with salt, we are listening. We are moving and being and living into God's hope for this world. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Sharing the cup of cold water, salting the world, seasoning our world with love. How are you doing that this day? How will you continue to open yourselves up to be that salt and that cup of cold water for the person you see, or the person that isn't listened to, or the person sitting next to you? Is anybody listening? Amen.